Today we celebrate the feast of two very wonderful and illustrious girls, women. The one, Saint Martina, the other one, Saint Matilde. Saint Martina was very common in the early parts of the church, one of those young virgins whose family was immensely wealthy, and they left him all their wealth. And at the same time, many young men were vying for their hands in marriage. But in addition to that, she was one of those, and there were many of those, who was a Catholic. And the emperor and others in Rome did not want her to be a Catholic. He wanted her to deny her faith and become a pagan once again and give the money to the emperor and other things that were pleasant to the emperor. Well, St. Martina, just as we see with St. Agnes and St. Emerenciana and other of the virgins which are so famous and are in the canon of the Mass, though Martina is not, she refused. And they threatened her. She still refused. So they began torturing her. They got hooks and tore her flesh up and down. Then they cast her into a fire, but the fire went out. And then they cast her into the beasts, the lions, and the lions refused to have anything to do with her. They licked her wounds. And then finally the emperor got impatient with her, and he had her beheaded, which was usually the way in which to end the passions of the martyrs in ancient Rome. And many of them had the same fate. In the meantime, her body was taken to a little church near the place where St. Peter and St. Paul were imprisoned, the Mamertine picture of prison, and the church was named after her, St. Martina, the Basilica of St. Martina. Eventually, most people forgot about her, but she was still there, and other saints with her. In the meantime, and this happened during the reign of Pope Urban I. Now, in the reign of Pope Urban VIII, which is in the late Renaissance, her church and her tomb and her relics were discovered. And so they were glorified and dressed in beautiful gowns and jewels and set back into the little church, which was by that time in ruins, but it was rebuilt by the will and the money of Pope Urban VIII. And there it is to this day, the little church of St. Martina, right across the street from the Mamertine prison where St. Peter and St. Paul were jailed. And then the other saint was not so unfortunate as St. Martina. It was the queen, St. Matilde, with a B. Everybody nowadays is saying, not an M, but a B. Well, this is Matilde with a B. And she married to a very wonderful young woman. She married King Clotaire II and bore him children. And when he died, she became the regent of the throne of France. In the meantime, she did much, build monasteries and churches and so forth, and did much for the faith. So we have Queen Saint Matilde, and we have the Virgin and Martyr Saint Martina, two wonderful and glorious women of the early church. And Saint Matilde lived something in the 7th century. So today we honor them. And as we honor them, we also honor on this day of the week in this shrine the Holy Infant Jesus of Prague, who has given us so many gifts and so many miracles. Of course, in just a few days, we will be taking down all the beautiful decorations which have delighted us for 40 days almost. And then we will prepare very shortly to celebrate the holy season of Satrajasama and all that follows it. But we still have 3 days, and of course this Saturday is first Saturday, and we will have practice for the wonderful liturgy of Sunday of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the presentation of the baby Jesus in the temple. What wonderful things God allows us to experience and to celebrate. And not only once, but every year, we have this great gift from God that we celebrate these feasts and that we celebrate the feast of the purification and of the presentation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.